And it's like it different in the Asian way because it's the entire year. And so remember, from last February 2017, I think it was February 6th or 8th, something in there, that's when we change into the year of the fire rooster. And so all the babies born from then until this next February 18th, 2018, are still fire rooster babies. And that's how that works. And then you would do math. 12 years ago was the last rooster year. Right, right? Do you understand? So that's how the animals work. And then when you get a home, when you get a annual flying star that flies to your location for the Earth, you want to pay attention to what that star's name is. It's the vibration that you're working with. And remember, these are ancient star names. And so I'm going to go back into today's star, number two star, called the illness star, is in the ancient term. In the more evolved look at illness, it means a chance for healing. It means that there's something there that we can heal, because it's gonna bring up, it's gonna come to surface. You're gonna notice something that you could do some healing with. So let's do that. And if you really want to get specific, you could see which flying star flew to your home sector while the two is in the center today. And let's honor the dragon, okay, since it's a dragon day. So here I'm looking at the Lo Shu grid. And you know what? The number one star is in their sector. The number one star, remember, means victory. So this is pretty good for the dragon, don't you think, today? So that doesn't mean bad. Everything, is not good. It's not bad. It's lovely. This means a high chance of victory over some healing going on for the dragon. And remember, the snakes in that same Lo Shu direction for this one day. Okay, and then the annual star there is the number nine star. This is a celebration star. So this, let's add all this together. We could really, really use feng shui. It's really fun. And you can actually put some colors or elements over there to enhance something like that if you want, because we all have that direction. We all have a southeast direction in our homes. We don't have to be snakes or dragons. To really get vibration going, we can do it too. And so that's practicing feng shui. And if you would like a consultation, you email pathfinder1111@gmail.com for a Skype interview with Pathfinder and I at pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And it's time for our feng shui fit tip for today. We're going to talk about the kitchen a little bit. And it's not just like you think. It's in the way that we speak, and it's around our food. And if you remember those old grandmas in their kitchen, they make their food with love. They bake their food with love. They put that in their food. They would only have good words around their food. We do that too. So we have good words while we're cooking our food, while we're preparing our food. Especially, we make sure and we practice around our food, because we want to bless our food and put that in there, pack that in there, because that's what we eat. This is what we consume. And so around our food, it's called food talk. And it's good food talk. And it's always on the, if you can, uplifting subjects as well. So the subject matter really, really does matter around food. So let's keep those matters clean around food. Those subject matters are always clean around food and full of love. So we can have that in from the inside, and it will bless us just like the words around water from the study from Dr. Emoto, yes? And he showed us the changes in the structure of the water cells in good words. And what happens when the words were not good was the water structures did not look pretty anymore. They didn't look attractive anymore. It was really, really strikingly different. And so let's learn from that and pump our food full of love. And more love pumped into us from, yep, it's Pathfinder. I know.
Mahalo, Michiko. Miedo chanku woksape wichasha. My name is Pathfinder. It's good to be with everybody today from all around the world, those that listen live and those that listen by archive. And we try to keep those archives up for as long as we can. There is a limit that Blog Talk allows us, but we try to keep about 50 or so available at any particular time. And we're very thankful to be continuing Aloha Healers Network with our community goals, our collective goals of supporting health and healing among all peoples, especially support for the Native and Indigenous peoples around the world, and delving into some of their understandings as well, and also the Western biomedicine and ethical advancements in health. And so this is Aloha Healers Network, and I want to extend a heartfelt handshake out to everyone. And today we're talking about blessing your environment, earth guardianship. I realize that we're in the midst of an ascension series, but I'm putting these other topics kind of in between. We covered translation of the body a little bit. We covered resurrection of the heart a little bit. And probably next week will be about the transfiguration of the mind. But right now, let us bless our environment, earth guardianship. Now, there are three religions that are basically or completely beholden to the book, and they call them the people of the book. And it was kind of the Muslim, you know, on the Muslim side of writings that they used this term, people of the book. And this refers to the Hebrew, the Jew, the Christian, and the Muslim. And these are people of the book, and there's supposed to be peace between the people of the book. In other words, God asks for the peoples of the book to care of one another, or at least be civil. And then we can extend that niceness and that harmony, that tolerance, right on out there to everybody in the world. Now, the reason why I bring this up is that if we look in the book of Genesis, there is this place where it said that God, and I believe in this particular translation they were using Yahweh, though Elohim is actually used more in what we call the Old Testament than the name Yahweh, which was later translated as Jehovah. But if we go into, and I think it's still in that first chapter right in there in Genesis, it says that we are placed upon the earth to be stewards of the earth. We are here as stewards of the earth. And that's really what our topic is today. And in the native ways, the indigenous ways of looking at things, we go even further. We say we are a part of the earth. And so every interaction that we have with the earth, we're also interacting with ourself in certain ways. And so from just a natural point of view, we interact with the natural forces. The natural forces actually, we get to choose how we engage with them. We can engage with them as a friend, or we can engage with karma. Okay? And so throughout the centuries of time, many, many, many have chosen to be the friends of the earth. And this is what puts us in that life bubble. If we're fighting or trying to manipulate the earth, we actually thrust ourselves out of the life bubble. And I've talked about this some before. But see, the Creator worked with the ancient Divine Mother. And you know, if you go back into, I don't know why this word eschatology came up, because it's not the right word. But if you go back into the ancient histories of what we think creation is, how we talk about that, you have the pre-existent void, and this is the Divine Mother. And then you had that light or that breath that went across the surface of that. We consider it like water. And then that brought forth creation. Now, Creator, with the Divine Mother, gave birth to Turtle Island, which is our, you know, our Earth, our Mother Earth here. And then the Creator appointed certain beings that were the children, okay, let's say, of Creator and the Divine Mother, and gave them duties throughout creation. And this is why the word Elohim is so important, because it is a council of gods, little g, that are in a cooperation with Creator, and they each have their duties. We want the wind to blow. We want the sun to shine. We want the inner chemistries within life to operate in a healthy, life-giving manner. All of these areas have their unique incarnation of the Creator that we call the original powers. And so as children of Creator ourselves, as children of Mother Earth ourselves, we can have a positive relationship with these original powers. And when we do this, we become part of the symbiotic natural telepathy of life. In other words, we have aligned ourselves with our Mother Earth. We have aligned ourselves with the face of Creator that is coming to us in a billion zillion ways through all of the manifestations of the universe. Father, Son, some say Grandmother Moon, the planets, you know, like Venus or Jupiter, and says, and then also stars, and then other beings, because there is the visible universe, and then there is what is practically and actually the invisible universe. For instance, if we're standing upon the earth, this is an analogy, if we're standing upon the earth and we imagine a dome that's over top of us, let's say a 30-foot dome that touches the earth in a circle and then goes up to the top. The saying is that underneath earth, there is also a dome, and there is also us standing upside down, our feet touching, and that what is up here is reflected underneath. And they say also, as above, so below. And that's kind of going in the other direction. So in other words, the universe is responsive when we emit love, when we emit truth, when we emit compassion, when we emit peace and helpfulness, the whole universe embraces us as friend. And so in order to bless our environment, let us radiate love. One way of radiating love is to simply be happy, to choose to be happy, and even to make a discipline of protecting our happiness. Okay? So don't go and drench yourself overly in bad news. There's no reason for it. You know, we can take it by the littles. We don't have to be overwhelmed. We must protect our happiness, our sanity, our sobriety, and our heart. We are children of Mother Earth and Father Sky, and we must protect our hearts. We have to move forward with this innocence. Michiko was talking earlier about some of the water experiments that have come out of Japan, and what it was is they were using a certain type of microscope to take pictures of the snowflake, basically, the snowflake structures that are within water. And what was found was is that when there is joy, like Ode to Joy, like, you know, the classical music like Beethoven and Bach and all these create these very beautiful snowflake patterns in the water, as does an environment of love creates, the water is then radiating that love with you. And in similar ways, when there's trauma or anger or those lesser incomplete energies, the water would actually look ugly and unhealthy. And the ancient people knew about these things, okay? For instance, the Lakota talk about the water and that the water has to stay pure and that there are creatures that are from very long ago that don't belong here. They belong in the underworld or the underneath of things, but sometimes they pollute the water and sometimes they walk the land looking for people to eat or make sick or whatever. And the Lightning Nations clean the land. The Lightning Nations clean the land of these foulnesses. Okay? Now, these foulnesses can also settle on people, that you've got to bless your environment. You've got to call God to live in your environment. Call the Sacred Spirit to live in your environment. You have been given the responsibility of Earth Guardianship to call for divine love to shine in your immediate environment and then to pray for others. And so the Lightning Nations are our helper. And wouldn't you know, Yahweh is a lightning being from the ancient understandings, the great lightning. It says, and the lightning beings clean the earth. But then these creatures were able to escape into the waters, and the lightning really couldn't affect them down there. And it was the turtle. This part still coming from the Dakota, Lakota, Nakota. The turtle became the ally of the Lightning Nations. And when you see turtle in the water, they are keeping that water spiritually clean. Very, very sacred. Okay, blessing our environment. So we actually go out in nature. There are two sides. We bless the natural environment around us, and we work to bless our homes. Okay, one way of blessing our homes is to keep things light and happy, to keep things freedom-based and individual choice-based and consensus-based, like a family circle. On the outside of our homes, in nature, let us learn to stand and pray with the light of the sun, asking the sun's blessing to wash across the earth. Let us, when it's raining, going to rain, or it's raining, let us pray with that rain. Let us pray with the clouds. Let us pray with the lightnings and the thunders and give thanks. Giving thanks is one of the strongest prayers that exists. And give thanks for, one, the energy that's being given to the earth and the life. In Lakota, Mani Wichosni. Mani means water, and Wichosni means life. In the song that I sing for Aloha Healers Network, right there, it's saying your grandmothers and grandfathers want you to stand up. They want you to stand up and live. And so that word, Wichosni, is life. And so let us pray with the sun. Let us pray with the wind and the lightnings. And let us also take time to go outside and feel the gentleness of the earth. She is our mother, and she wants to touch us in the most gentle of ways. And when our heart is open to her, our heart is connected to her heart. And when we're walking gently and we're touching gently the earth, it's as if she starts to touch us with velvet or silk, and it becomes very soft, and then we start to be able to perceive the other layers that what, you know, we've got the physical 3D cell and DNA and body and all that, but then there's also our emotional aspect, which has its own energy body, and then there's also the mental aspect that has an etheric nature to it. It says, and we learn to touch our environments with our heart and our mind, and we choose to be in simpatico, in an innocent, beautiful discovery and fun laughter with our environment and with the Mother Earth. And then she starts to send blessings our way. Things start to show up in our life. And so we learn to bless our environment as part of our God-given duty and gift of Earth guardianship. And the entire universe is filled with love and light.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network. Great big holiday hugs from Pathfinder and I to all of you. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Actually, a note, the song I'm about to sing in closing is the one that I was describing as Stand Up, Your Grandmothers and Grandfathers Want You to Live.
Aloha.